it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Toronto Blue Jays, Buffalo's parent club, in the World Series for the first time in some 30 years. How many of the Blue Jays playing in the World Series have spent time in Buffalo?
At least the majority of the roster in the Blue Jays' last two rounds played not only in Buffalo at some point, but this past year specifically. In the American League Championship Series, it was 15 out of the 26 players on the active roster. In the first round of the playoffs for the Blue Jays, the divisional round, it was 16 out of 26 players. So we expect something similar, and that doesn't include Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who made his Bison's debut in 2018 and 2019. Bo Bichette, who's been on the injured list but is expected to play in the World Series, was a member of the Bison's in 2019 as well. So there'll be almost every player on the active roster for the Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series one way or another. Will have played in Buffalo either as an active roster player like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, or a rehab assignment player or pitcher like Shane Bieber, who pitched in the Game 7 for Toronto against Seattle last round, or George Springer, who had the big home run. Those two players played in Buffalo on rehab assignments coming back from injury this past year.
Which players on the Blue Jays stood out a lot when they were in Buffalo?
I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was a top prospect in all of minor league baseball in 2018. He hit a home run in four straight games for the Bison, something that hadn't been done in several years. So you knew that Vladdy was going to be a very special player. Started the year in 2019 in Buffalo because of an injury, and then went to the big leagues and has excelled for the Blue Jays ever since. And especially the uniqueness of the Blue Jays playing in Buffalo in 2020 and 21. Bisons and baseball fans in general got to see Vladdy and Bo Bichette play in a Blue Jay uniform at Salem Field for a handful of games in 21. So to see him excel has been very fun to watch. Even pitchers out of the bullpen for the Toronto Blue Jays, or even Treya Savage, who made three starts for the Bisons between August and September, goes up to the major leagues and has pitched only six times for the Blue Jays, including three times in the playoffs, and has been as dynamic of a pitcher, having started the year at the lowest level of minor league baseball all the way up to the major leagues, and now is on the verge of making a start in the World Series. So you can go back to a little more recent past, this past year in Treya Savage. You can go back a little bit further to guys like Vladdy and Bo Bichette, and really it's a really nice sample size of the affiliation that has been here in Buffalo.
You called games for the Bisons involving these players. How exciting is it to see these players go from AAA to major leagues and now in the World Series?
It's really special. When people ask me, what teams do I root for? I tell them, I don't root for teams, I root for players and the stories behind those players. Having, in my position, riding the bus back from a place like Worcester, Massachusetts, or taking a flight that connects through one city into Des Moines, Iowa, a commercial flight, I get to know these players really well. So to know their stories, to be able to tell their stories, and then to see them perform at the major league level, and to perform so well with the Blue Jays, and even players on the other side like Teoscar Hernandez, who was a World Series hero last year for Los Angeles, Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, having known him from his time in Buffalo in the past, to know their stories and to see that so many other baseball fans and sports fans in general get to hear and see those stories now is a really special part of what makes my job so much fun.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.